Another one of the class of 2023 is Sue Kennedy Thurman. She is from West Middlesex High School. She had a great career there, coaching, athletics, multiple sports. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's got to be a little surreal, isn't it, to come back home and getting ready to be honored this weekend?
Well, it's incredibly humbling.
What was your favorite sport? You did multiple sports. What was the one that
stood out? By far, volleyball.
Volleyball. Yeah. Why volleyball?
Oh, I don't know. It's just something about the sport. It's the teamwork, the camaraderie, the friendships. It's an amazing sport to play.
You've coached for a long time, and you're also an athlete for a long time. What was harder? What's harder, coaching or being an athlete?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure. I think they're both equally demanding. I would say coaching is far harder than actually playing, because when you're playing, you're in control of what's happening. When you're coaching, you have no control. You can just only hope that what you've taught them is going to work for them.
You grew up in West Middlesex. Tell us about growing up in West Middlesex playing sports. What was it like?
Well, I'd love to tell you a great little story. About in 2011, I was inducted to the Middlesex Hall of Fame. And I currently teach in Las Vegas. I teach in a middle school. Well, actually, I'm an assistant principal now, but I did teach in middle school. And when I was about to get inducted to the Middlesex Hall of Fame, I was running copies the hallway, getting ready to get back to Middlesex. And a teacher asked me, like, what are you doing? Because I rarely miss work. And I said, well, I'm leaving for the weekend. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going back to my hometown. I'm getting inducted to my high school Hall of Fame. And she goes, oh, you must be from a small town. And I paused for a second, and I reflected for just a second before I responded. And I said, I absolutely am from a small town, a small town that I'm super proud of, a town where when you walk down the street and someone asks you how you're doing, they actually care about your response. I'm very proud of where I grew up. I'm very proud of the athletic accomplishments and the people that taught me to do well and the things I've done, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
So you went from the town with one street light to Las Vegas with millions of lights. So that's a pretty big transition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
What drew you to Las Vegas? What got you there?
Well, my brother lived there. So when I graduated from college, I graduated from St. Bonaventure. Getting a job, teaching job, you know, there was a lot of waiting time. Everybody knows that. You know, you're substituting, you're going through, you're putting in your time. At the time, my brother lived in Las Vegas. We had friends and family that lived out there as well. Vegas was hiring 1,200 teachers at a pop. He called me one day and said, hey, my school's hiring. And I said, I'll be there, you know. And I told my mom, I'm moving to Las Vegas. She said, no, you're not. And I said, I already accepted a job. And there I went and really, you know, didn't look back at that point.
Do you ever go into the casinos?
Of course.
What's your favorite game?
Well, I do love three-card poker. If I sit in a machine, I play Deuces Wild. But obviously, I'm not very lucky or I would not still be working.
Now, you went to St. Bonaventure. What drew you to that school?
I had gone to a volleyball camp at Junietta, and the head coach there was at that camp that year. And I had always wanted to go to Penn State, and I had applied to go to Penn State. And Russ Rose actually wrote me a letter and said, you're more than welcome to walk on here at Penn State. However, if you want to be a big fish in a small pond, go to St. Bonaventure. Ron's there, and he's going to take care of you. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play, and it worked out very well for me. So that's where I went.
Who was a role model for you growing up? Somebody that to help motivate you to get you where you are today?
I had a lot. I think the first best coaches I had were a guy named Ed Pinch that was my basketball coach in junior high, mm-hmm. and his wife Paula. They were super kind to me, worked me very hard. Lynn Trimble, when I was a freshman, she told my parents, this girl is just sitting in a paper bag waiting to fly out of it. And she helped me fly out of that bag. And then Marilyn took me out of that bag and taught me how to soar. So I thank a lot of people. And Pootie Williams was my basketball coach, and Robert Morris was also my coach along the way. And I think without those people, I would not have become the athlete or, you know, the coach that I am today. You take the best of all.
The advice for a young coach, you've coached for a long time. What's the advice you would give to somebody that's just getting into the game?
Well, never think you know everything. Just because you're a good athlete does not make you a good coach. And you have to be willing to learn and watch, because all sports are forever revolving. And If you're not willing to learn and see and grow, then you will not be successful because times are changing.
My test is this. Everybody I've talked to, they remember their bad moments in high school, mm-hmm. not their best moments. What do you remember most when it comes to sports?
When I was a sophomore to a junior in basketball, we went 0 for 40. And I will remember the turnaround of that when we won our first game the following season. And basketball was never my favorite sport. You know, I always loved volleyball, and track was good because it came easy. But being able to make that turnaround. But, you know, the bad moment was just the feeling of defeat for 2 years in a row. And, you know, and just finally being able to overcome that.
And as a coach, you haven't had that feeling much. You've had a lot of success, haven't you?
I have, but volleyball is an easy sport. You teach kids basic, and you teach them to be disciplined, and they're going to be successful. So basketball is a little bit different. You got to be fast, and you got to have some chucks.
What does this weekend mean to you and your family?
I am incredibly humbled by this experience. My coach is here. My greatest friends in the world are here. A former player of mine that I coached is here from Las Vegas. She... Little funny story. I don't know if you want to record this or not.
No, go ahead.
There's a school called Westminster in Salt Lake, Utah. And she comes to me and she's like, Coach, I thought I was applying to this school in Utah. And it looks like I'm going to this one in Pennsylvania. And I go, come on, babe. We're going back for the weekend. You know, and her and I came back. And she ended up coming back here. She went to Michigan for 4 years. And she graduated and lives with her new husband in West Middlesex.
Oh, my.
Crazy is that, right? And she and her husband are going to be here tomorrow. And that means a lot to me. My parents have since passed in the last couple of years, so sometimes it's hard, but it's humbling, and I'm just really thankful for the friends and family that I have growing up here in this town.
Well, congratulations, Sue Kennedy Thurman. It's a great honor, and I know you're making everybody proud. Wish you a great weekend. Enjoy it all.
Thank you very much.